He sent me a message from Canada that he shouted, "I will shout John the Baptist." He said, "All right then, let's welcome Pastor Anu Ojo." Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Lift those hands and shout aloud, hallelujah. Amen. One more time, let's celebrate our convener, the chief host, and his lovely wife, Pastor Kwaju Oyemade, and his lovely angel. Please celebrate them. Celebrate them. We love you. Throw kisses at them. We love you. Blow kisses at them. May you continually find favor. You will not go down in the name of Jesus. And help me celebrate the apostles in their house. Apostle Joshua Selman, Apostle Grace Luvega. We love you. We thank God for your lives. Pastor Nathaniel Basse, Pastor Adunsi. May God continue to make you all flourish. And all the great men and women in their house. It's going to be a better year and a better season for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say louder, amen. Let your amen come with fire. Let it come with lightning. And let it roar like thunder. Now, listen to me. This very ground, TBS, 1981, that's about 44 years, going to 44 years now. This very ground, revival. We started a revival here with my first mentor, Apostle Timothy Oluwole Obadare, late. Now, I don't know how many of you were around then and you witnessed that revival on this ground. Or your parents told you about that revival. Anybody in the house? Oh, praise God. I see hands up there. On this very ground, power was demonstrated. Miracles took place. Healings took place. All of a sudden, a man in power, in political position, that the noise was too much. That the noise was affecting some areas here, and he usually came around this area at that time, either to do some things in his office. A few weeks into the revival that started here, that has produced great men and women of God and delivered so, we were kicked out of this place with soldiers, with policemen, with horses, and then we moved to the National Stadium, and then to the Lagos State Stadium. The revival lasted for over 4 years. Every day we were doing it. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about revival of once in a week, once in a month, or once in 3 months. Every day. Not an exaggeration. This is the point. Hallelujah. If you need to help me change the mic, please. This is the point I want to make to lead us into the prayer. That very man.
Thank you.
That very man was in the position of power. Who said, "Drive them away from this place." Later on, in his years, he took ill. And all the money he had made when he was in position of power, he spent on the ailment from one nation to another and finally died. When he died, his family could not raise the money that was left to pay the hospital bill in the United Kingdom. And for 2.5 years,
They held on to his corpse and would not release it to the family. Are you with me? All his friends deserted him. Family members left his corpse for them in the United Kingdom. What am I saying? Every power that wants to stop you from achieving your good dream, we fail in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. He was in the position of power. And he wanted to use the power against the plan of God. And today, revival has outlived him. On this same ground, many programs are taking place after he has gone. I am praying for somebody here. What the Lord wants to do in your life, no power will stop it in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, my father, I am waiting on you for another miracle. Don't let me go the same way I came. Open your mouth and begin to declare it to the Lord. I am waiting for you for another miracle. I'm waiting for another turnaround. I'm waiting, oh God, for another lifting. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Look at somebody next to you and say, no one will stop you from achieving your goals, from fulfilling God's plan in your life. A man of God came to me, a friend, decades ago. And he said, he also loved to travel around, and if God can open doors to him as God has opened doors to us. So he applied then for the British visa. And then he came back home and told me, they didn't give me the visa. I said, go again. And in those days, you could apply almost immediately. So he applied again. They turned him down. He came to my house and he said, they didn't give it to me. I said, go again. He said, who's going to pay for the visa application? I said, pay for it and go again. He went the third time. They refused him. He came home. I said, go back again. The fourth time, they refused him. He came and told me, don't tell me to go back again. I just want you to know that it hasn't worked out. I said, no, go there again. And the fifth time, when he got there, one of the interviewers recognized him and said to him, why are you here again? You know what he said? The wisdom of God suddenly rested upon him. He said, every time I came, all that you put on my passport, in those days, some of you remember, the stamp will be application received. Am I right? For those who applied 30, 40, 50 years ago, application received. So he said to them, you have always put on my passport, application received. And since you've received my application, where is my visa? The white man laughed and said, that means we are not giving you a visa. I said, no, grammatically it is wrong. Since you have accepted my application, then give me my visa. Then the man asked him, so what do you want to go and do? He said, I'm there to preach the word of God. They said to him, we have many preachers there. He said, you have many preachers, but you don't have me. And the man laughed again. The man said, okay, how long do you want to spend there? He said, just 2 weeks. He said, I'll try you. I will give it to you. God is working out something. What I'm saying is, when they think they want to stop you, there is a power that will push you beyond their line. I decree by the authority of God, you will cross the boundary. You will cross the barrier. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, somebody lift your leg and say, I'm moving forward. After this convention, I am moving forward. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. After this convention, my life will no longer be stagnated. My life will no longer be stagnated. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Deliverances have started taking place. Healings started when we got into this place and the great man of God began to move in the dimension of the Holy Ghost and power. So yours is waiting for you. Somebody shout, where is my own miracle? Shout it loud again, where is my own miracle? You're not going without your miracle. Hear this. That's why you've been prepared. Through all the teachings, through all the remas and the revelations. A great man of God in the United States that I used to preach for before he passed on to glory. He would say this in Yoruba every time I visited him there. And I will translate it in English. He will say, "Omo ti Olorun ba bi, ohun ni adura nwo san. Omo ti oro Olorun ba bi, ohun ni adura nwo san. He who is birthed or born by the word of God, it will be easy for prayer to bring about your healing." That's why all the teachings have ignited faith in you. All the teachings have given you an eye-opener. All the teachings have brought you to the place or have opened the doors to you to access and begin to see the abundance of the goodness and the power of God. So after this convention, you will become great in life. I said you will become great in life. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be afraid to be great. Say it again, don't be afraid to be great. I have heard men of God say that there is no great man of God. Only a man of a great God. That's their philosophy. I respect it. That's their idea. I respect it. That's their theology. I respect it. But as for you and me, we shall become great. Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1, you know it. God told Abraham to leave his relatives. And God said to him, get out of your country. Get out of from among your people. He said, I and you go from your father's house unto a land I will show you. Verse number 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. Everybody say great. Everybody say great. So let now, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. What will be the name of Abraham? Great. Say it loud again. Great. Look at your neighbor and say, you will be great. Don't be afraid to be great. So if you met Abraham, you have met a great nation. For God himself said, I will make you great. I will make you into a great nation. And not too long after that, hallelujah. And if God said to Abraham, I will make your name great, that means nobody can reduce Abraham. After this convention, any power that wants to tamper with your destiny will fall before you. That power will fail. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And God said to him, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Because you will be greater than whatever they can do to you. Abraham, God said to him. After that, he had his son Isaac. You are familiar with the story, but I want to quickly give you the revelation so you can pray into your greatness. And then there was a famine in the time of Isaac. The Bible says it was more severe than in the days of his father. Isaac wanted to move away. But God says, stay in the land. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell of thee. And not too long, yes, go on, let's read it. Sojourn in this land and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. This famine became severe, more than days of Abraham. And the Bible says, Isaac sold in the land, and afterwards, Isaac received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Go on, go further. And the man waxed what?
No, come on, shout great. Say, I shall be great. The next line says, and went forward and grew from greatness. Grew until he became what? No, you don't believe it. You will become very great. Shout, I will be great. Isaac became great. Don't be afraid of greatness. That's what you are receiving. Don't be afraid of greatness. God now sent Jonah to a land. I said, go and tell them my word. And God himself said, go to Nineveh, the great city. If God himself can call a city great, that means you will be great in life. Somebody shout, I will be great. Then Solomon. In the time of Solomon, the Bible says he made gold to be like stone. The poorest man in the time of Solomon would use gold as the button for his shirt or cloth. The poorest man. Gold was like dust on the floor in the days of Solomon. And God told him, because he didn't ask, when God gave him a blank check, he didn't ask for the death of his enemies. He didn't ask for wealth. He asked for wisdom, for knowledge and understanding. And God said, I will add every other thing to you. You shall become great, that no one who has been before you shall be like you, and no one after. Everybody say, no one before and no one after. Solomon became great, that all the kings and queens were coming to learn from him, became their teacher. They became his students, because God made him to be greater than other kings. And then in the New Testament, king is called Herod the Great, even though he's an unbeliever. But because of his accomplishment, he was called Herod the Great. And this is where I'm going now, to John the Baptist. And those of you that I say, remind me, and somebody has remembered me, John. When Jesus was talking to people about John, he said, of all men born of a woman, there has not been anyone as great as John the Baptist. Then I go back to Abraham. Abraham was great. And Jesus said, no one has been as great as John the Baptist. Isaac was great. Elisha was great. But this man, no one born of a woman has been as great as John the Baptist. He said, what did you go out to see in the days of Solomon? Then he concluded by saying, but greater than Solomon is here. That's Jesus referring to himself. Greater than Solomon. Why? He had said, no one greater before you and no one greater after you. But the one who proclaimed him great came in the flesh, and he could stand as greater than Solomon because he himself made Solomon to become great. Are you with me? I prophesy over your life. I said you will be great. So he said to John, concerning John, no one born, including Solomon, including Abraham and Isaac, has been greater than John. But now, the least in the kingdom of Jesus, the least in the salvation program of grace and power, is greater than John, who was greater than Abraham, greater than Solomon, greater than Elijah, greater than Nineveh, greater than Nebuchadnezzar. And that is you. And that is you. And that is you. You will be great. You will be very great. After this convention, no one in your family will be reduced. Somebody lift your hand and shout, in the name of Jesus, I shall be great. I am no longer afraid to be great. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. I shall be great. I shall be great. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, when the opponents of God, haters of God, haters of the church, haters of the people of God, hear the kind of teachings that we have been giving to you in the last 7 days, they get angry. They will become upset. It's okay. For when we are glad, they will be mad. Did you hear me? You will not be stranded. Again, by the power of these revelations, you will not be stranded in life. I was holding a program for my friend in the United Kingdom, and for about 10 years, consecutively, he was flying me to the UK to hold a program for him. And one day, a white lady, her problem was this. Every time she kept money in the house, the money will disappear. Every time, you know, usually they are paperless or paperless type of technology they were using. And they will not carry cash. They won't even want you to send too many mails into the house. And so this woman will realize that her money was always missing. And so she talked to one of her white friends. And the white friend said, well, I don't understand what you are saying, but there is an African church holding a program around that corner. They will understand your problem. Won't Africans understand that? We will definitely understand that. Hallelujah. And so she came to the revival ground in the United Kingdom. And my friend Apostle Williams listened. She said, I was fed up with it, so I invited one of the priests in their church, in the Orthodox church. And the priest went with holy mantle, with everything called holy that he could carry. And they got into the house. She was demonstrating to him. She brought out £5 note and said, about an hour ago before I came to you, I put it on my table. And while I was taking off my clothes and emptying my pocket, I saw the £5 note lift off and go out of the window. And the priest said, is that possible? She said, that's why I called you here, to come and bless the house. She brought out another £5 note to demonstrate what happened. As she put it down, right in the presence of the priest, it took off and went out of the window. The priest did the sign of the cross and left. He could not handle the matter. So she came, and my friend Apostle Williams went with her. As they began to pray in the house, they were hearing footsteps from the rooftop. Footsteps from the rooftop, down the stairs, and then out of the house. After about 3 hours of prayer, he said, now put down the money again. She brought out £5, put it on the table. They waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. The money was still there. And he said, the Lord has overcome for you everything that has been disturbing you. Do you know what happened? This is where I'm going. She was going out of the door with Apostle. And as my friend got into the car, she was returning into the house. And a friend of hers, a neighbor who had traveled for some days, was leaning on their low fence. It's usually flowers or low fence. Leaning on the fence. And he said, my friend, you've been out of town. I wanted to relate to you what has been happening to me. The man of God who just left came and prayed for me. And then as she finished explaining what had been happening, the neighbor said, I'm laughing because you got the right man to help you. That had been elevated in my occultic group, and they gave me new powers, so I was testing the power on you. Every man or woman using your life as a testing ground, in the mighty name of Jesus, they will bow to you. Somebody shout, my father, in the name of Jesus, my life will not be used as a testing ground. Open your mouth and begin to pray. When they get upset, when they hate you, when they want to try their powers It will not be on my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I said, even when they hate you after this program, those who hate you, they will embrace the anger of the Lord. Because after today, you will be too great to be stopped. Let your amen roar like thunder. A woman, very wealthy woman, had three sons who had graduated from overseas. And after their graduation from the university, the three of them became mentally ill. They became insane. And this woman went to one of the services of my covenant brother and friend, Dr. D.K. Olukoya. And there they blessed what they call their manna water, because he also has the background of Christ Apostolic Church. A very sweet man of God. We talk so much, we pray, we can pray into the midnight, talk and express the Bible overnight, regularly. So, he came to the church when he had a program with us and said the woman took the water that was blessed and took it home. She had locked, in a big mansion, she had locked the three sons in different rooms. She took the water. She was scared. She opened the door where the first son was and spread the water on her, on him. And the boy looked up for the first time after many years, cried and said, "Mom." And she looked and said, "You call me Mom, do you recognize me?" He said, "Yes. Why am I in this room? Why am I daddy? Why am I brothers?" The woman said, "You recognize that you have brothers after all these years?" She left him and ran to the second room, opened the door, splashed the water on the second son. He got up and said, "Mom, where is everybody?" He said, "You can get to know that everybody exists." She ran to the third room, opened the door, poured the water on the third son. He got up and said, "Mom, how are you doing?" The three of them were healed in one day. They had been insane for years. She had spent all the money that she had. Those are the people that God had plans to use for his glory. But the enemy wanted to hold them down with insanity. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I speak over your destiny. Wherever the enemy wants to cage you, you are delivered today in the name of Jesus. Shout, "I am delivered. I possess my victory. I possess my healing. I possess my deliverance. I possess my prosperity. I have knowledge. I have revelation. I'm going to become who God says I will become." Go ahead and prophesy that into your life. You are not going to be stopped. You will achieve it. You will fulfill purpose. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now I want you to lay your hands upon wherever you are sick. If you came in here with one deaf ear, one blind eye, or you came here as a cripple, this is the work of God. He specializes in breaking chains, specializes in putting the devil to shame. He specializes in turning around lives and making them fulfill destiny. Shout in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. I receive my healing. My womb is open. My bones are straightened. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to declare that now. In the name of Jesus. I receive my healing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As I decree this word, I want you all to begin to say, "Go." When I say sickness, you shout, "Go." We have said this before. I have prayed this prayer with people. And a whole being came out of a lady and bade her farewell. On this ground and at the National Stadium, a pussycat jumped out of somebody's body. At the youth convention, at Arakeji when I was the youth officer back then. While we were praying this same prayer point, somebody vomited a rat. Life. So I know that yokes shall be broken again. You will vomit that thing that the enemy has put in your body and in your system. What they gave you in the dream that has been troubling your health, the Lord will deliver you from it. When I shall sickness, you say go with all of your power. Any sickness I mention, go. When I say stop and I say miracles, you say come. Healing, come. Deliverance, come. And you begin to do what you could not do before. I want to shout in the name of Jesus, sicknesses, disease, backache, blindness, deafness, barrenness, cancer, arthritis, lameness, go, 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 in the name of Jesus. Miracles, healing, deliverance, power, 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 Holy Ghost fire, come, in the name of Jesus, come, let the lame walk, let the blind see, let the lame walk, let the barren receive their children, in the name of Jesus, you are healed, every addiction, let it come out, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, miracles have started taking place. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. The curved back is straightened by the power of the Lord. Do what you couldn't do before. Get up and begin to walk. Rise up. Take your bed. Go home. Rise up. Take your mat. Go home. Rise up. Take your wheelchair. Go home. Rise up. Remove the crutches. Go home. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Jump to your feet. Tell somebody to speak into that ear. Open their blind eye. See. In the name of Jesus. Those eyes are open. Those ears are open. In the mighty name of Jesus. And hear me. Other miracles are taking place. They have introduced you into cultism. You've been introduced to cultism. But now you are feeling the freedom and you want to be in Christ, not in cultism. Run to this place. I want to congratulate you. You have been introduced to it. Run down here. You are no longer going to be a cult member. Or you carry weapons, guns at home. You have them there. But you no longer want to walk in that. Come to me here. I see the deliverance of the Lord. They have asked you and they initiated you into witchcraft. The power of the Lord touches you now. Come to me here. You are no longer one of them. This is what the Lord is doing now. Yes, bless you, brother. Where are those students? Come here. Those men. Come on. God bless you. Come here. Keep coming. I'm waiting for you. I want to pray with you. Aha. Thank you for that message. God bless you, brother. You have been initiated. You have used your blood. You use your blood to make a covenant. Run down to me. Allow them to come from the back. They are in the crowd. Allow them. Let them come. Find your way down. I will no longer be part of occultic group, occultic society. Run to me, come my brother, come my sister. This is no time to be ashamed. Oh, God bless you. If you're an armed robber, you carry God. An armed robber. Listen. You're an armed robber, you carry gun, the gun is at home. Run to this place. The power of the Lord is already touching you. They introduce you to the group, but you are coming into a new life. Keep coming. Keep coming. I congratulate you. I congratulate you. Keep coming, brother. Keep coming, sister. El tu mugbo mo. Iwo amugbo yen ma sare bo se.
O soruko.
Iwo amugbo yen he mo. Run down here. Run down here.
O soruko. To da biti Jesus. Ah. O soruko.
Sing it one more time. Sing it again and again. Thank God for your life. We celebrate you, brother. Those are tears of you. You're crying for the salvation that God is giving to you. You are no longer going to be in that addiction. You are no longer going to carry weapons to maim other people. You are no longer in cultism. I decree, as you make this confession, that your new life has come. Say in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for touching my life. I thank you for loving me and bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Today I surrender my life to you. Fill me. Turn me around. Use me for your glory. For I know you have a plan for me to give me hope and to give me a future. Drug addiction has kept me from this hope. Prostitution has kept me from this hope. But your word has liberated me tonight. I thank you. I'm no longer in the cult. I'm no longer in occultism or rituals. I am a saved child of God. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let's congratulate them.
Idemija!
Who is leading them? Please follow that brother. Follow that brother. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Just want to do one more thing because I know the miracles are taking place in diverse ways. Those of you who are coming out of those sicknesses, you are still going to give testimony in your various churches and at the headquarters at Igomu. You are going to share the testimonies. They are going to put them online. But hear this. If you have been called into the work of the ministry, and you have been fed up with that assignment, but God has rejuvenated your spirit and you're going back in a new dimension, you know something has happened to you. You have almost thrown in the towel. You have even said to the Lord, I'm no longer interested. And God is saying to me, even on this ground, He's calling more people into that assignment. If you are one of those, I want you to come forward, and our apostle, Pastor Kwaju, is going to pray for you. Wherever you are, you have found that new strength. Step forward. This is why God put up this program. Keep clapping for them. Keep clapping for them. You almost said, I'm no longer interested in the work. You said to yourself, I'm going to commit suicide. But now, that spirit to commit suicide, that spirit contemplating suicide is over. Please step forward. This is why all the money was spent. This is why all the labor is not in vain. These are all the people that the enemy wanted to frustrate. The devil saw that one of you, if he stops you, he will stop 1,000 behind you. If he stops you, he will stop 10,000 that would have listened to you. Pastor, would you please come, sir? It is not in vain. Keep coming. You know it yourself. You had wanted to give up. Or you've even packed up the ministry. You've sold your church and the land that you bought in the name of Jesus. Oh, can't you celebrate these people? Look at all the people that the devil wanted to have. But Jesus said, Peter, the devil wanted to have you, but I prayed for you. This is not to our prayer. This is the sign, sir, that the program and the investment is not in vain. Pray for them, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring your servants to you. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ for an injection of new life into them. Strengthen them in their inner man by your spirit unto all long suffering and patience with joyfulness. Cause them to be rooted in the love of God concerning the work of the ministry. And I declare every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of weariness, and that demonic horner that has pressed upon you in order to get you tired of the work that God has placed before you, we bring that spirit under divine judgment now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out of your soul in Jesus' name. You are released and you are free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, send in faithful men and women to strengthen the hands of this world. As Aaron and Hur lifted up the hands of Moses when he was weary, let their Aarons and their Hurs appear in that ministry to lift up their hands, and as they hold up that word that you have given to them, until the victory is certain. And any person in your ministry that has that false right hand of fellowship and is within that place, causing complaining, murmuring, and discouraging the hearts of people planted by the evil one, such a person is uprooted out of your work this moment.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. The space that they have left, in it, there will be a multiplication of faithful people, a multiplication of divine relationships, and you will say soon, who has begotten me all this? From whence did all this come from? And God will say, I lifted up my hands to the Gentiles and raised my standard to the people. I brought forth your sons and daughters upon my arm and shoulders there. And you will be strengthened by those people. And they will say unto you, give room for us. This place that you have is too small for us. And strangers will build your world. Strangers will support your ministry. You will find financial partners that will relieve your financial burdens in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
when can they have like 2-hour session with you, maybe in the next few weeks, and you will talk to them on how to step on. Thank you, Mom.
No problem.
When?
There's no problem.
Give them a time.
We are global. If I give them the time,
they will, all right,
everybody will come.
Okay.
So,
it's a 2-hour session of prayer and teaching.
I'm trying to see how we'll do it.
Anytime during the week.
All right. Okay. You can go. W2 Media, put up the QR code that you are giving and the link. All right, if you look at the QR code and link, you have it, W2 Media, all right. All right, put it there, where there's testimonies, just send it there, I will meet. Amen. Let's just take songs of worship. Thank you so much, Pastor.